I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR. From one of New York City's sleekest modern clubs, the Jazz Standard on East 27th Street. John Faddis and his quartet are here to perform music from his CD, Teranga. Mmm, there's a delicious aroma. Waiters are serving Cajun food, and we anticipate a rhythmic feast as I see a talking drum and other African instruments on the stage. The talented John Faddis was 15 years old when he met jazz giant Dizzy Gillespie and became a disciple. He moved from Oakland, California to New York in 1971 and worked with Lionel Hampton. Now, I remember when John was playing with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra. Sometimes there would be a big gap that would appear in the back row of trumpets. Then for his solo, John's tall frame would zoom up into sight, and you could hear a remarkable similarity to Dizzy's inspirational style with those meteor showers of high notes. Oh, those were some wonderful days. Since those days, though, John Faddis has become a maestro and a mentor, a diffident star with a silly side, and ever brilliant when he picks up the trumpet. With David Hazeltine on piano, Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass, and Dion Parson on drums, the John Faddis Quartet on Jazz Set.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Jazz Standard. My name is John Faddis, and the song you just heard is from our latest CD, which is entitled Taranga on Koch Records, and it is now number 4 on the jazz radio playing. Which doesn't necessarily translate into sales, but you have to go by the record. The first song that you heard was a song from the CD, and it was entitled The Baron, written for Kenny Barron by me. And this next piece is called Waltz for My Fathers and Brothers. And it's dedicated to my father, who passed away 3 years ago, and some other male role models that I've had in my life. Waltz for My Fathers and Brothers. Thank you.
Oh, that is so pretty. Waltz for My Fathers and Brothers, composed by John Faddis for his dad, with John on flugelhorn. At the Jazz Standard in New York, on a jazz set from NPR. John wrote Hey Lalo for his friend, Argentinian pianist and composer, Lalo Schifrin. It features Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass. Thank you.
Kiyoshi Kitagawa on the bass.
That was Hey Lalo, John Faddis. For 10 years, John led the acclaimed Carnegie Hall Jazz Band, featuring the best players in New York in 4 concerts a season, always with new music. When it was disbanded in 2002, he started the John Faddis Jazz Orchestra, still commissioning new works. He's the director of jazz performance at the Conservatory of Music at Purchase College and the artistic director of the Chicago Jazz Ensemble. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. There's thunder ahead. I see 2 young percussionists are joining the quartet. Aliyun Fai at the Saba, a special royal drum from Senegal that's played with a stick and one hand. Abdou Mboup, also from Senegal, is on djembe, the tamani or talking drum of West Africa and the triangle. Drummer Dion Parson from the Virgin Islands will have a ball with this group on The Hunters and Gatherers, one of John's African-influenced tunes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'd like to share a song with you that was written for my wife. And the title of this song is Laurelin. Thank you. Thank you, Laurelin.
Jazzset receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
The word teranga describes the tradition of hospitality in Senegal, where visitors in need are nurtured as if they were members of the family. It's a beautiful example of the Golden Rule and the name of the first John Faddis CD from Koch Records. A percussion jam on the title cut is the climax of this jazz set from NPR, Teranga.
Thank you. Mr. Abdu Mbu. Mr. Aliun Fai. On the drums, Mr. Dion Parson. Our bassist, Mr. Kiyoshi Kitagawa. At the piano, the magnificent David Hazeltine. My name is John Faddis. That's going to conclude our first show this evening. We're going to finish up with this and take a break. We'll be back with more from Taranga.
Thanks to Seth Abramson with Martin Goodman and everyone at the Jazz Standard. Jazz historian Phil Schapp and baseball's Orlando Cepeda and Roberto Clemente Jr. were in the audience for the second set. I'm jealous. Our recording and mix is by Jazz Set Technical Director Duke Marcos with help from Stephen Weiss and Eugene Cha. Our script writer is Jill McManus. Our producer is Becca Pulliam. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III at Jazz 88 WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Our French engineer is François Loubir. Our schedule of performers is on the web at jazzset.org. Check it out. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.